Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission transfers four senior police officers in West Bengal ahead of assembly votes. Polling underway for 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Notification for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry issued. Lok Sabha takes up railways demands for grants for 2026-27. Rajya Sabha takes up appropriation bill 2026 for consideration. Government to launch a revamped version of Stand Up India scheme to provide more benefit to SC/ST and women entrepreneurs, says Finance Minister. Tensions escalate in West Asia as strikes continue between US, Israel and Iran. Drone strike near Dubai International Airport triggers large fire. The Election Commission has issued the notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on the 2nd of April. In Bihar, voting is underway for five Rajya Sabha seats since morning. MLAs have been lining up to cast their votes at the polling centre set up in the Bihar Legislative Assembly premises in Patna. Bharatiya Janata Party's National President Nitin Naveen also reached the Assembly to cast his vote. Leader of the Opposition, Tejaswi Yadav, arrived at the Assembly and exercised his franchise. JDU MLA Anand Singh reached to vote under special arrangements from jail. The voting process will continue till 4 p.m. while the counting of votes will begin at 5 p.m. According to the number of members in the Bihar Legislative Assembly, each candidate requires 41 votes to win a seat. In Odisha, voting for four Rajya Sabha seats is underway in the State Assembly since 9 this morning. Five candidates are in the fray for the four seats that will fall vacant on the 2nd of April this year. The BJP has fielded its State President Manmohan Samal and sitting Rajya Sabha member Sujit Kumar, while former Union Minister Dilip Ray is contesting as an independent with the support of the party. The opposition BJD has nominated party leader Santrupta Mishra and eminent physician Dr. Datteshwar Hota. Counting of votes will begin at 5 this evening and results are likely to be declared by tonight. In Haryana, voting is underway for two Rajya Sabha seats. There are three candidates in the fray, one candidate each from the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Indian National Congress, along with one independent candidate. The BJP is supporting the independent candidate. BJP has fielded former MP Sanjay Bhatia, while Congress nominated Karamveer Baud in the election and Satish Nandal is contesting as an independent candidate. Chief Minister Naib Saini cast the first vote. The Election Commission has transferred four senior police officers in West Bengal with immediate effect. The Commission has ordered transfers of the Director General of Police, DGP of the State, DG Correctional Services, ADG Law and Order and Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The Commission has appointed 1992 batch IPS officer Siddhanath Gupta as the new DGP of West Bengal. A 1996 batch IPS officer Ajay Kumar Nand has been posted as Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The Commission has also appointed N. Ramesh Babu, who is a 1991 batch IPS officer, as Director General, Correctional Services, while a 1995 batch IPS officer, Ajay Mukul Ranade, has been posted as ADG Law and Order. The State Chief Electoral Officer Archana Patnaik said the Model Code of Conduct has been enforced throughout the state since yesterday evening. Speaking to the media in Chennai today, she said election officials will seize cash carried in person without any documents, and the owners can get it back after providing the documents. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Initiating the discussion, Tariq Anwar of the Congress alleged that the government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Mr. Anwar also alleged that the government is only making announcements in the name of passenger safety. He also expressed concern over the shortage of employment in Indian railways. Ganesh Singh of the BJP said over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railway. He added that earlier the railway budget was merely 63,000 crore rupees in 2013-14, which has now increased to 2,78,000 crore rupees. The government will launch a revamped version of the Stand Up India scheme to provide more benefit to SC, ST and women entrepreneurs across the country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Stand Up India scheme, which was launched in April 2016, came to an end in March last year. She said the scheme was studied by Niti Aayog and other departments and it is being redrafted to provide more benefits to beneficiaries.
This scheme as a green field was launched through every bank branch, wherever the branch would be, and it has actually benefited SCSTs and women. The idea that there are existing schemes for existing entrepreneurs who might want help, there are other schemes in the government like PM Mudra or SIDBI, which directly gives loans to small entrepreneurs, the MSMEs and so on.
The finance minister has said the government has taken concrete measures to ensure rigorous and uniform assessment of mortgaged assets by banks and financial institutions. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Ms. Sitharaman said master directions have been issued by the Reserve Bank of India to banks and financial institutions on the assessment of mortgaged assets. She said a strict standard operating procedure, SOP, is in place for that. The minister said RBI has directed these regulated entities to have a board-approved policy in place for the valuation of properties, including collaterals accepted for their exposures. She said the valuation is done by professionally qualified independent valuers.
Efforts are on to collect more deposit and efforts are equally on to make sure there are more people who need loans from the bank to approach them and take and run their banks. Efforts are on not just to improve the bench strength, but timely appointment of DRT benches are being taken care of. The courts are also helping us find the right kind of people speedily so that we appoint them and not leave them vacant in positions.
Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has accused the Congress party of playing politics over the reported LPG crisis in the country, saying the current crisis is not just because of India, and India has no role in creating it. He informed the House that due to the prevailing international situation, a crisis has emerged. In response to the crisis, the government has held detailed discussions and has clearly explained the situation, but they were not willing to listen.
Congress ka neta.
A Congress leader has been caught hoarding LPG cylinders and their leaders are trying to provoke the public. Even in such a serious situation, they do not refrain from politics. Instead of standing with the nation during this crisis, they are raising this issue only to create panic in the country.
Earlier during the zero hour, the leader of opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the LPG issue in the House and accused the government for not taking necessary steps to deal with the crisis.
This crisis has created panic across the country and the LPG shortage affecting the poor and middle class in the country. If the government already knew the LPG import could be affected, why were the alternative arrangements not made in advance?
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the Trinamool Congress, TMC and Congress Party are habitual in targeting the constitutional bodies. Mr. Rijiju made these remarks after a TMC walkout in the Rajya Sabha during the heated exchange over the transfer of senior officers in West Bengal ahead of state assembly election. Defending the Election Commission decision, Kiran Rijiju said the matter being raised was related to a constitutional body and neither the government nor parliament had any role in its decisions. He said it was not right for members to question the decisions of institutions like the courts and the Election Commission in the House.
Honourable, the honourable member has suddenly stood up without his issue being listed. He is raising the matter about a constitutional authority which this House or the government has nothing to do with. Now, if every member wants to raise question or the decision of a constitutional authority like the courts and the Election Commission, then it is not wise.
The Rajya Sabha today bade farewell to nominated member Ranjan Gogoi, who completed his term in the upper house. Today, when the House met at 11 a.m, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan announced about it. He said former Chief Justice of India, Mr. Gogoi, began his association with the House in March 2020, following his nomination by the President of India. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, as a distinguished jurist, Mr. Gogoi brought unparalleled legal acumen and experience to the deliberations of the Rajya Sabha.
Following his nomination by the Honorable President of India as a distinguished journalist, he brought unparalleled legal expertise and experience to the deliberations of the Rajya Sabha. His intervention in the Rajya Sabha reflected his deep understanding of legislative process and public interest. The House will certainly miss his wise counsel, measured intervention, and the he brought to our discussions. I wish that he will continue to contribute to the nation in different capacities, with the same dedication, integrity, and spirit of service that he has exemplified throughout his illustrious career.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Odisha, at least 10 patients were killed after a fire broke out in the trauma care intensive care unit of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. The blaze reportedly occurred due to a suspected short circuit and triggered panic inside the hospital. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi said 7 patients died inside the ICU while 3 others succumbed while being shifted to other wards during the rescue operation. At the time of the incident, 23 patients were admitted to the ICU ward. The Chief Minister visited the hospital to review the situation and announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased. He also ordered a judicial inquiry into the fire tragedy. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident. The Prime Minister announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. A drone strike hit the vicinity of Dubai International Airport early this morning, triggering a large fire near fuel storage facilities and forcing the temporary suspension of flight operations. Airport authorities later resumed flights to selected destinations after a brief halt. Officials said the fire was brought under control within a few hours and was contained without spreading to other critical infrastructure. Air India and Air India Express flights to and from Dubai have been cancelled for the day. The airline said their teams remain fully committed to assist guests and ensuring stranded passengers are brought home safely at the earliest opportunity. Japan, Australia and the UK have said they have no plans to send ships to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, as US President Donald Trump urged its allies to provide support. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm at isolated places over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission transfers 4 senior police officers in West Bengal ahead of assembly elections. Polling underway for 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Notification for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry issued. Lok Sabha takes up railways demands for grants for 2026-27. Rajya Sabha takes up appropriation bill 2026 for consideration. Government to launch a revamped version of Stand Up India scheme to provide more benefit to SCST and women entrepreneurs, as finance minister, and tensions escalate in West Asia as strikes continue between US, Israel and Iran. Drone strike near Dubai International Airport triggers large fire. With that, we end the midday news.